Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shah Parali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
Beerables, Inc. is an e-solutions company that provides custom web design, web application development, and internet marketing services to individuals and businesses. They can build powerful e-commerce sites, mobile apps, develop content, and market you on social media. They can help manage your brand's reputation and provide rock-solid customer support. Call today at 1-800-651-6091 or email us at info@beerables.com for a free consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-651-6091.
If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shah Parali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shah Parali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shah Parali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shah Parali for the Shah Parali Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shah Parali Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, everybody. Assalamu alaikum, sastakal, namaskar to all the listeners. We are going to start the show with a couple of sad and bad news, but we'll kind of analyze the situation. First of all, the shooting in UCLA, our heart goes to the victims, and unfortunately, it seems like the person who is identified as the shooter, Maynak Sarkar, is from India. So now the question is, will that create a backlash against Indian students after the shooting? Unfortunately, knowing how the things are going now, there might be a backlash against Indians, just like we saw the backlash against Spanish undocumented when they had the shooting in San Francisco. Unfortunately, people tend to blame an entire community for the mistakes of a few, and our heart goes to the victims, and I think now they have two victims, one in Minnesota, one in UCLA, from what I understood, but I might be wrong. But there's a bigger picture here that we need to look into. For one, the backlash, but two, also intellectual property. We've seen this times and times again where people invent something or come up with something, others take credit for it. As much as I'm not blaming this person who was a victim, he probably didn't do anything, but this is something that does happen in the real life. We've seen a lot of people coming from abroad as immigrants, discovering things and making things, and it ends up by creating a big problem. Now it has come to really desperation and killing, which is very, very sad, because at the end of the day, the law is here to protect this person. He could have maybe if it was something of an intellectual property, but since he was a student, I don't know how much that will apply, but he could have reverted to the law or to the press to tell about his stuff. But the truth, going and killing on a killing spree is not the solution. It's very wrong, and no matter what community you are in. But unfortunately, because that happened from a person in our community, there will be a backlash. So we need to be ready for that and able to explain to the media and to the people, just because one person make a mistake doesn't mean the entire community is responsible. It's very important that that we do that. And this is something that we've seen a lot, Spanish community, Muslim community, now the Indians. Unfortunately, it has been really bad for Indians in the past few months in the United States, including retrogression, H-1B, schools closing down, et cetera, you name it. It's been really bad. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Attorney Sharp Rally for the Sharp Rally Law Show. We are broadcasting live from KLOK 1170 AM, and today I have Franco on the board with me, and anything I'm going to tell you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. And if the number to the studio today is 408-912-5565. If you have any questions when it comes to immigration, student visa, you name it, H-1B, I-140, anything relating to immigration, feel free to call, and hopefully Franco will put you through. And also, we had another situation where I'm getting a lot of calls because there was an article on BuzzFeed on NPU, and again, this is an article that was done by an independent investigating reporter. It has nothing to do really with the government at this point, but basically she was investigating a school in the Bay Area, and people will know what school I'm talking about here. Excuse me. The truth is that there is no official government investigation, as far as I know, against that school. So under the rules, under the laws in the United States, anybody is presumed innocent until proven guilty. So students should not panic. But I brought this to light on my YouTube videos, basically, and my podcast now, that there was this investigation and there might be more things to come. So students just have to be ready, know their rights. And on student visas, make sure you're compliant with everything. And now we have the STEM extension. You need to be ready for that, because that's another problem that a lot of students are facing. So ladies and gentlemen, today the show starts, unfortunately, with some sad news, the killing at UCLA. And it's kind of heartbreaking because a lot of students are there, young people, kids almost, and their lives are really affected, unfortunately, when these kind of things happen. And many of the students and the faculty, when it comes to research, are in our community. So we really sincerely present our condolences to the victims. At the same time, we hope that there will be no backlash against our community here. So having said that, now, I was also covering some issues that's happening recently. But I'm going to talk a little bit about some options on visas that many people don't know about, because now with the H-1B gone, what do people do, how they can stay in the United States? And the number to the studio today, ladies and gentlemen, is 408-912-5565, 408-912-5565. And if you're having some issues to reach us on the phone, please, you can call our office, 510-742-5887. But if you call the office for a consultation, it is not free, but on the radio, I might be able to give you a quick take on the case. So please feel free to call if you have any questions. Like I said, you can call on anything on immigration, including family petitions, including marriage petitions, parents petitions, you name it, and I will be glad to answer. Let me take one caller, Franco. This is Shah Prahi. You're live on air.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Hi. I had a question regarding change of status from H1 to H4.